You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union has agreed to put Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia on paths towards EU membership. Leaders of the EU's 27 member countries have voted unanimously at a summit in Brussels to approve Ukraine's candidacy to join the bloc, along with Moldova. Georgia would receive candidate status once it meets certain conditions. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola made the announcement, saying the world had changed since Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to see this historic step happen today. A few hours ago, we adopted a resolution within the European Parliament that was overwhelmingly voted in favor of opening the door to these three countries. As we said, we will not go back to a world before the 24th of February. We will only go forward into a Europe that values its geopolitical and security situation.
Although it could take Ukraine more than a decade to eventually join the European Union, the decision to officially accept it as a candidate is a symbolic step that signals the bloc's intention to reach into the former Soviet Union. Ms. Metsola says the move will strengthen both Ukraine and Europe.
If there ever was a time for more Europe, this is the moment. The decision to grant Ukraine candidate status is the right one. It will strengthen Ukraine. It will strengthen Europe. It is a decision for freedom and democracy, and it puts us also on the right side of history.
European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called it a very good day for Europe.
This is a very defining moment and a very good day for Europe today. I warmly congratulate President Zelensky, President Sandu, President Zurabishvili. All three countries are part of our European family. We've never let any doubt about that. And today's historic decision by leaders confirms that. Let me stress that I'm deeply convinced that our decision that we have taken today strengthened us all. It strengthens Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia in the face of Russian aggression. And it strengthens the European Union.
Candidate status does not guarantee EU membership, especially given the fact that Ukraine falls far short of EU standards in social development, politics, and economy. Official candidates need to trigger formal membership negotiations to join the EU, a step which requires unanimous approval of all EU member states. Full membership into the EU can take years, perhaps even a decade. Ms. von der Leyen says she is confident that Ukraine and Moldova will complete the steps necessary to move to the next stage of joining the EU.
Of course, the countries all have to do homework before moving to the next stage of the accession process. But I am convinced that they will all move as swiftly as possible and work as hard as possible to implement the necessary reforms. Not just because they are required to move ahead in the European accession path, but first and foremost, because these reforms are good for the countries, good for the democracy, because it strengthens the competitiveness of all three countries, and ultimately, they are good for the citizens.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says this decision was critical for the future.
Today you have made one of the most critical decisions for Ukraine for all 30 years of our country's independence. However, this decision, I believe, is not only for Ukraine. The most significant step towards strengthening Europe, which could be done right now, in our time and in such difficult conditions when the Russian war is testing our ability to preserve freedom and unity.
The Ukrainian ambassador to the EU, Chensov Vsevolod, says the decision is of the utmost importance to the morale of the people of Ukraine.
It's very important for whole Ukrainian society, for the army, and they have a clear reason to fight for. For me, it was also very surprising, and I was told by my friends and colleagues that our soldiers, they're calling home and asking from the front line what is happening with our candidate status. It's amazing how important it is for Ukrainian people. So it's a matter of dignity. It's a matter of fighting for the country which has a European future.
22-year-old Svetlana Homich agrees.
It is a huge step for Ukraine. It is a really legendary day for you, for every Ukrainian. And I'm really glad to be here. And being here, you can feel all Ukrainian spirit, all spirit of our heroes who are fighting every day in Ukraine.
There's been no reaction from Russia as yet. However, President Vladimir Putin last week said he had nothing against Ukraine's possible EU membership and that it is Ukraine's sovereign decision to join economic unions. A reflective Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Ukrainians of the path forward.
We have just received candidacy. It is a victory. We have been waiting for 120 days and 30 years. And then, we can defeat the enemy. And we can rest. Or should we first restore Ukraine and only then rest? Maybe defeat, restore, join the EU and then, we will be resting? Or perhaps we won't rest at all? But no, our children would take offense. But without any doubt, we will win.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.